AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There's been a dramatic turn to Greece's five-year financial crisis. The cabinet has closed banks for six business days and restricted cash withdrawals. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports global investors, as a result, are pulling their finances out of Greece for now.
Investors dislike uncertainty. And there's a rule of thumb that says sell on uncertainty and buy on certainty. So until the situation is resolved, many people are going to wait to see what the effect is.
Asian stock markets sank Monday. Well, some of the same state troopers who spent 3 weeks hunting down two escape killers found themselves scrambling to get the lone survivor to a hospital, hoping to make David Sweat well enough to explain how the pair managed to escape and stay on the run for so long. The medical director at Albany Medical Center says a team of doctors is caring for Sweat, who was shot twice by a state police trooper.
Doctors in the emergency department, trauma, intensive care, radiology, and vascular surgery. At this time, his condition is listed as critical.
Sweat was shot and captured Sunday afternoon when a single state police sergeant spotted a suspicious man walking on a rural road in Constable near the Canadian border. An inmate who authorities say escaped from a North Carolina lockup with the help of a prison employee has been recaptured. Christopher McNeil broke out on Saturday. A senior U.S. official is acknowledging that Iran nuclear talks will go past their June 30th target date, as Iran's foreign minister prepared to head home for consultations before returning to Vienna to push for a breakthrough. The AP's George Yan on the sticking points.
The biggest hang-up, of course, is how open Iran must be in allowing the UN nuclear agency to go wherever it feels it needs to go to make sure that Tehran is adhering to its commitments under a deal.
This is AP Radio News. Three teenagers wrote a letter to former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger asking for advice. The AP's Ed Donahue on Bulger's surprising response.
Three high school girls wrote Bulger for their history project, the subject Crime Doesn't Pay. One student told the Boston Globe she was stunned by his response. The 85-year-old, convicted for his role in at least 11 murders, wrote his life was wasted and spent foolishly, brought shame and suffering to his parents and siblings, and will end soon. Bulger told them if they want to make crime pay, go to law school. Patricia Donahue's husband was shot and killed by Whitey Bulger. She told the Globe he hasn't changed at all, showing no remorse for his victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
The co-founder and bass player of Yes has died. Chris Squire was 67. He died in Phoenix a month after announcing he was dealing with a rare form of leukemia. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.